Jalandhara Banda is known as the Chenlok. Jalandhara was a sage, is a sage. So this Banda is most likely named after him. It stabilizes the cervical spine. The cervical spine has a greater range of mobility than any other part of the spine, and therefore is subject to misalignment, as most of us are probably aware. So this Banda is one way to create some stabilization, integration, right alignment, to keep our head on straight. That's one way of thinking of it. It creates pressure and energy into the throat as well. It's the drawing of the chin into the throat. So it's very simple in that sense, but very profound in many other ways. So we're working with a much more subtle energy when we're working with the head and with the neck than we are when we're working with the pelvic floor. The pressure and energy in the throat then bring attention and energy into two important glands in the throat, the thyroid and the parathyroid. These glands regulate our metabolism and secrete hormones that have profound consequences throughout the entire body and the nervous system. The parathyroid glands regulate the calcium in the bloodstream as well as in the bones. So that's an important control on almost every other function from the nervous system, to the stability of the bones, to the pH of the blood, and et cetera. So very important, both these glands. And very subtle regulation overall. The other thing that physically happens in the throat is the parasympathetic nervous system, the vagus nerve, is active in the voice box and in the larynx itself, and also in the esophagus, which passes through the neck. And if we're able to stimulate the vagus nerve, this branch of it, that has a profound effect on the parasympathetic nervous system, which tends to dial down the stress response and the activity of the sympathetic nervous system and bring on this state of relaxation and ease. So very important component there as well as a way to get access to parts of the nervous system that are generally out of our conscious control and perhaps even out of our conscious awareness. From the subtle level, Jalandhara Banda stabilizes the pranic field and moves the mind inward, and we can see how that might be the case from what we've just discovered about the physical stability here. It reverses the outward flow of the mind, or it can allow the reversal of the outward flow of the mind, supports an inward kind of awareness. So it also then helps to connect between the chest and the head by kind of creating that connection and realigning the cervical spine. For practice, to get access to this, the simplest way to think about it is just to draw the chin in towards the throat. This is, again, a grosser level. On the subtle level, it's merely a stabilizing of the cervical spine. On the grosser level, which will help us to activate or be aware of the throat, draw the chin towards the sternum, or to the notch between the at the hollow of the throat. So, Naomi, if you could just kind of draw your chin in without dropping your head forward, this is the thing. So when you draw the chin forward and back, but don't drop your head forward, you get a sense of the activation through the neck. You can feel the energy moving through the neck in a different way. Make sure you don't tighten the tops of the shoulders, which is the other way in which we tend to try to support the neck, which is counterproductive. So soften the tops of the shoulders, let the shoulder blades move down, but really squeeze the chin towards the throat. Also keep the eyes and the jaws relaxed. So keep the face relaxed, and just that connection through the chin or the neck. And then you can soften that. So obviously when you're doing meditation or even pranayama, you don't want your head dropped forward, and you don't really want to be clenching your throat in either. But again, it's creating the internal conditions that support an integrated awareness and a flow of energy through throat area that we're intending to create by practicing the Jalandharabandha in the physical form. So the other poses that strongly activate this bandha are the inverted poses like Sarvangasana, the shoulder stand, the bridge pose, and Viparita Karani, or the inverted action pose, are the three that come to mind. We'll look again at some of the other asanas that help to activate the shoulder girdle, which supports the alignment of the neck and the head. But for now, let's look at bridge pose and Viparita Karani. So, Naomi, if you'd come down onto your back. We'll start with bridge pose. And you want to make sure that your spine is really soft and against the, your whole back body is supported on the floor. So drop the back ribs down and really allow the spine to lengthen. You can soften the back of the neck. So if you tend to throw the chin or up, or if your shoulder girdle is really tight, it may pull that alignment. And this is a good place to realize what your default alignment is through the back of the neck. So when we're working with bridge pose and Viparita Karani, we don't want to support under the head. But if you're just lying on your back and you are noticing that you are unable to have good support of the floor, or your chin is up too high, then you may need support under the neck and the base of the skull to help support the correct alignment. But for our purposes now, we want no support. For the bridge pose, press the arms into the floor, and then as you press the feet into the floor, make sure your feet are under your knees. You want to bring them in just a little bit, Naomi, there you go. And then lift the pelvis, keep the knees moving towards each other, engage the inner thighs essentially, so that as you lift the sacrum, the knees don't splay, but rather the inner thighs engage. Draw your inner thighs down and press the pelvis up. And then you'll see that there's an energetic flow into the throat and that your throat is now getting that interesting pressure that comes, interesting collection of pranic energy. You may be able to bring that into intensification by bringing, interlacing the fingers together and rolling to the outer edges of your shoulders, and then you really press the chest up as well. So you're moving more to a shoulder stand alignment here, and that brings even more energy right into the throat. So Viparita Karani, you can step into it from here, which is a little tricky to do, or you can release your hands and just roll up and down the spine and catch your hands in, catch your pelvis in your hands. For Viparita Karani, you would like your pelvis to be a little more level with the floor. So you might want to drop your sacrum down into your hands. Whether you can do that or not depends a little bit on your proportions. So just be mindful of what seems possible for you. But think about drawing your tailbone down towards the floor so that the your weight of your pelvis is resting in your hands. This also becomes somewhat of a strain on the elbows. So often people use a support here, a bolster. Can you rest the pelvis on a bolster? However, for our purposes, you get a little more energy engaged if you're actually supporting yourself through your arms. And then you can bring your legs wherever you like. They can come further over your head if that makes it a little easier, but don't round your back. That's the problem with bringing your knees. You can bend your knees too, that makes it a little easier, and then drop your tailbone towards the floor so you've got a bigger arch. There you go. And then you can feel again how bringing attention to the throat and the back of the neck and the lengthening of the neck is going on here. So an easy breath here. You can feel a release in the pelvic floor in the lower belly. When you actually get the alignment here, there's a real sense of relaxing in the lower belly. And then because the organs are pulled away from the pelvic floor, there's a reversal of energy in the gravitational field, which immediately is, you can feel. And that's what's so helpful about these inverted poses. And that brings more energy into the throw. When you're ready, you just sort of gently release the hands and roll softly out. Take a resting breath or two. When we actually begin to work with Jalandhara Bandha in meditation, you'll find that it's the way that you align the head and the neck and shoulders. And that becomes a very noticeable if you sit very still for any length of time. And therefore, the proper alignment and support for that alignment through the neck becomes an essential part of your meditation practice, and perhaps the one that ends up being the most problematic for you if there is misalignment through the upper body.